got some good forks on that shoe and some good toes. He pulled more that way with his.
Well, now, what about...
Or holds the wagon better, you know. He can hold better.
Yeah, gives him more of a grip, I guess, or something. Now, what about a male sheep that would be called a...
Buck. A male sheep's called a buck.
How about a female?
It's called a ewe. Uh-huh. E-W-E.
That's what it'd be called. Mm-hmm. And, now...
And, of course, you know the babies is a lamb.
Mm-hmm. And on a hog, now... a male hog is called a
boar till he's cut, and after he's cut, he's called a bar. And they make good meat.
Oh, they do. They
ain't fit to meat for meat until they're cut.
I know. Now, what about a female?
Well, she's called a sow, and she's called a gilt when she's very young. Mm-hmm. Before she ever finds pigs or anything, she's called a gilt.
Well, what about when a hog is first born, it's called a
little pig. And it's a pig for a long time. I don't know how long.
How long they figure that out when it becomes a hog. Well, what about what do you call those stiff hairs on the hog's back?
Bristles. And when one raises his bristles, he's ready for fight.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's ready for fight.
Mm-hmm. He's ready to touch you then. These old things he's got here, just touch you.
Cut
a fella open with them things to get changed.
Well, now, when I... calf is being weaned or something, that noise that a calf makes is called, they say the calf is...
Well, some will say blatant, that's what a sheep and a deer and everything else like that, and some will say bawling, or blatant, just be the one you want to use.
Yeah.
I guess this calf would say bawl. Well, a little fella's bawling for its mother or something like that.
Well, now what about a cow, the noise that a cow makes at feeding time?
Well, that's she says moo, she's lowing.
Mm-hmm,
she's wanting her calf, you know, she's lowing for a little calf. And when she's moo, she's wanting feed or water.
Now, what about the noise horses make at feeding time?
Well, they nicker when they see you coming.
Yeah. Well, now, what about... a hen on a nest of eggs, you call that a...
She's a setting.
And,
Now the old country women will say she's a setting, but I guess the portrait book or anything like that would say she's broodish.
Oh, yeah.
Broodish, we'd just say setting and be done with it. But I guess they'd say broodish. She's brooding and broodish.
And what about a kind of a portable... how sort of things to haul chickens around in, like
they're called chicken coops.
And when you eat a piece of chicken, that part that children like to have so they can play with it, you call that the
pull bone.
Yeah, and they used to say, what was they always say? If you got the
you pull a bone, and the one gets a shortest piece of thanks going to marry first. Lord, I don't know, you know, used to, and they'd have these big workings of pulley bone would just be nearly fought over.
People are wanting to pull it on. Well, what about the inside part of the pig that people would eat? I mean, the edible part of it.
Well, I'll just answer for myself. And I always eat the goozle here. And the livers and the light and the heart and the melt, all. And then I took the leaf fat and all of that fat and rendered it up into lard. And then when the hog is cut up, I eat the meat, the ribs and the backbone, all of the ribs and the backbone. Well, I eat the tongue. And then I'd clean the head up, you know, and fix the ears and the souse head and the ears and the souse.
Now,
the feet, they could be cleaned up and pickled.
Oh, and you do that. Well, you use it all.